On August 1st, Britain's King George V telegraphed his cousin Tsar Nicholas, "I cannot help thinking that some misunderstanding has produced this deadlock. I am most anxious not to miss any possibility of avoiding the terrible calamity which at present threatens the whole world." But the king's message arrived too late. Earlier that evening, the German ambassador to Russia, Count Frederick von Portales, requested a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Sazonov. The two diplomats were old friends. Portales, visibly upset, asked Sazonov if Russia was prepared to answer the German ultimatum. Sazonov, as he recalled the meeting years later, replied that it was not possible to stop the Russian mobilization that was now underway. Even so, Russia wanted to continue negotiations and hoped to avoid a war. "In that case, sir, I am instructed by my government to hand you this note," Portales said. He pulled a paper from his pocket and handed Sazonov a declaration stating that because of Russia's continued mobilization, a state of war now existed between Russia and Germany. At this point, the German ambassador burst into tears, and Sazonov began to weep too. The men embraced, then pulled apart. "This is a criminal act of yours," Sazonov told the German ambassador. "The curses of the nations will be upon you." "We are defending our honor," the ambassador replied. "Your honor was not involved," Sazonov said. "You could have prevented the war by one word. You didn't want to." Then Sazonov escorted the tearful German ambassador to the door. The two friends never saw each other again. France, like Russia, rejected the German ultimatum and declared a general mobilization. On August 3rd, convinced that French forces were about to attack its western border, Germany declared war on France. Germany had a secret military plan that would go into effect if the Germans faced a two-front war against France and Russia. German troops would immediately sweep through France, occupy Paris, and knock France out of action in the west before Russia had enough time to fully mobilize. Germany could then shift its forces to the east, avoiding a lengthy war on two fronts. The intricate German war plan called for the deployment of 1 million troops, transported by 11,000 trains, according to a precise timetable. Once set in motion, the plan could not be stopped without putting Germany at a crippling disadvantage. The Germans had demanded free passage through neutral Belgium in order to attack France. When the Belgians refused, Germany declared war on Belgium. On August 4, 1914, German troops marched across the Belgian border. Britain had been watching events from across the English Channel, its critical sea route to the outside world, and now felt threatened. Britain declared war on Germany, joining France and Russia. During the next few days, Austria-Hungary declared war on Russia, while France and Britain declared war on Austria-Hungary. And so, Europe was caught up in a war that few had expected and almost no one wanted. Even today, historians continue to debate the tangled and confusing causes of the conflict, the series of accidents, blunders, and misunderstandings that swept the nations of Europe toward war in the summer of 1914, whether war might have been avoided, and which persons or nations were most responsible. Wars in the past had often been caused by countries seeking more land or natural resources, or acting out of suspicion and fear of their rivals. And once a country is fully armed and poised to attack, war, it seems, is hard to avoid. The events that unfolded as Europe careened toward catastrophe appeared to defy logic and common sense. Austria had wanted to punish Serbia, and then, one by one, other nations were drawn into the quarrel. To support Austria in its conflict with Russia over Serbia, Germany had attacked France by invading Belgium, and Britain had declared a state of war throughout the vast British Empire. In the rush of events, the Kingdom of Serbia, supposedly the cause of the war, had almost been forgotten. Each nation believed that it was fighting a defensive war, forced upon it by someone else. And each army was convinced that it could defeat its enemies within a few months, and that the troops would be home by Christmas.